Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And we are back. And I'll tell you what, I have super excited about this episode. I know I'm always excited, but this time I'm super excited because I'm about to give the hypnosis profession what I believe is an induction, a hypnotic induction that you're all free to use. That will, if we all start using it, will lift the profession. So stay tuned. I'm going to give it all to you. I'm going to give you a site where it's all explained. And I'm also going to do some explaining here on this podcast. Now, joining me today is Erica Flint. Erica Flint is a full-time hypnotist out of Bellingham, Washington. She initially went through a training there. It was insufficient. Then she got five-path training, went through our week of power training. And then she went, wow, I can really do this work. Now she went full-time in about a year, and she replaced her full-time income that she had in the computer science area. And now she is a speaker, she is a writer, and a leader in the profession. How are you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you very much. I'm really excited to be here today. I love this new induction that we're going to be talking about today. But before we get into that, let me tell everybody about you. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. He's been in the profession for 20 years and he's won nearly every award in the profession from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author, he's a trainer, he's a speaker, and he's trained some of the best hypnotists in the world. I absolutely love doing these podcasts with him, and it's just been wonderful ever since I met him and learned Five Path, as he mentioned earlier. I was off seeing clients working full time, and it's just been, you know, the best ride ever. So thank you, Cal. I'm really happy to be here today.
Awesome. All right. Gosh. I just wrote an article about this induction, and it will be published in the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal of Hypnotism. As of January of this year, 2016, it became the official induction for Five Pathers. So let me give you a bit of background. I hypnotized my first client around 19, not client, I started dabbling in hypnosis about 1976. I actually hypnotized a friend of mine, a college professor of mine recommended some books, and that's when my study began. And so that's like 40 years ago. But it wasn't until 1996 that I said, hey, I want to consider this as a profession. And then I went in, got certified, and just went into the profession, leased a 2,000 square foot office, built it out, had offices in it. In 8 months, in addition to me, then we had another hypnotherapist there, and I just went hog wild crazy. There's one thing about Cal Banyan, if you know me, I am either all in or all out. And I am fortunate among men because in addition to my ability to plug my passion into something, Maureen Banyan, my wife, had the ability to back me. And with that, I was able to really, I mean, just start seeing clients. And that's just an amazing thing. Now, what wasn't amazing was in the previous 20 years, I had found that previous to when I started professionally, most of the inductions just were not very good. They were fluffy. They were not reliable. They were slow. People would sometimes go to sleep before you could get them hypnotized. So after I went into the profession full time, then I had to get serious. And after doing a lot of research and practicing a lot of different inductions, I settled on two different inductions. One is my version of the Dave Elman induction. Now, Dave Elman was in his heydays in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And for that time, I believe he had the best hypnotic induction, par none. And you know what? He mainly taught doctors how to hypnotize people. And the thing is, the induction as it was then worked just fine. But the population had changed. We don't just automatically do everything that the doctor says. The doctor is not held on quite the pedestal that it was. So the way that the old Elman induction was written, I needed to update. And I made over a a number of years, several updates until it was almost not recognizable as the Elman induction anymore, and it became the Elman Banyan induction. And when I became an instructor, I started teaching it. So the other thing I did was, if I'm known for anything, it's five-path, five-phased advanced transformational hypnosis. And five-path requires that you use some of the most powerful techniques available to the hypnotist. You have to do age regression. You have to do parts work. There's a special kind of forgiveness work that's built upon the work of Fritz Perls. And these require you to have the ability to induce a hypnosis, a client into hypnosis at the level of what we call somnambulism, to really use those techniques properly. So with that in mind, I tweaked the Dave Elman to the Elman Banyan induction, which I believe in our experience, and I mean hundreds of thousands of sessions probably have been done with the Elman Banyan induction, the ones at our center, the ones with our graduates around the world. I also wanted to have an instantaneous induction. I looked at the instant inductions that were out there, and I developed the 8-word induction, which has just the core words and actions necessary to instantaneously create somnambulism. So now, I settled on those and stayed with them for a long time. But as good as the Elman Banyan induction was, it still had some problems. There was some problems with people not understanding what losing the numbers meant, not understanding what relax your eyelids so much that they won't work meant. It still took too long. It was more than a page in length. So I went to work to say, okay, I want to scrap that and start over. And I had to have something that was better. It had to be better. It had to be faster. It had to be more reliable. It had to be much less confusing. And it had to be shorter. And so I went to work and I came up with what I call the five-path induction. The five-path induction was designed for five-pathers. Five-pathers must have somnambulism in every session because we do age regression, parts work, and this kind of thing. So I developed it. Then I had some people volunteer I myself had tested it, but to test it all over the world. Five-pathers all over the world started testing it. Then after that got done, and there was a word tweak here and there, a couple things that were made better by that testing. Then I said, as of January 1st of this year, this is our official induction, and we released it to all five-pathers everywhere. Now, five-pathers are, of course, those who are certified and use five-path. Then what happened is we said, okay, all of our manuals were rewritten, and now five-path is the induction. And Erica, you were one of the testers, right?
That's right. Yep. And I got it right away and started using, like the moment I got it, I started using it and I didn't look back. I've been using it ever since.
Awesome. So you use it? Do you use the 8-word induction also?
I do. Yeah, I use both. So it depends, what session the client is coming in, what's going on with them, that type of a thing. Yeah, it's awesome. Effective. It's reliable. And it's fast, it's easy. I really love it.
And have you taught it yet?
Yes, I taught it to my class in January, and it was much easier to teach, I have to say, rather than the losing the numbers part was kind of confusing for some students with the Elman Banyan. And so, you got rid of that in the five-path induction. So it's much easier, I think, for that is one main reason why it's easier.
Perfect. Now, I don't want, this video is not an anti-Dave Elman video. Dave Elman was a genius of his time. But you know what? After 40, 50, 60 years, it's time for a kind of a revolution to say, okay, we're scrapping all that. We're going from the steam engine to gasoline, or we're going from gasoline to electric. You know, it's time for that shift. Okay. So this is not a slam Dave Elman. Dave Elman did a wonderful thing. He's still got tons of fans in the profession. I am still a fan, but I think we've got something better now. Now, I can also tear apart just about any other induction out there. Like, for example, I am not a fan of the progressive relaxation induction. So, for example, with that, one of the things wrong with the progressive relaxation induction is it takes too long. You know, at a minimum, people are going to spend 10 minutes and up to 20 minutes or even longer doing the progressive style relaxation. And when you take that long, the other problem is oftentimes clients will go to sleep before they go to hypnosis. Progressive relaxation inductions, and just about every other induction except for the Elman-Banyan induction, does not take someone to a specific level of hypnosis. So these older, outdated inductions, they take too long, clients may fall asleep before they go into hypnosis, does not take clients into a specific level of hypnosis, they don't have a built-in test for hypnosis or a specific level of hypnosis. When you complete the inductions, these other inductions, like the Dr. Flowers induction, or progressive relaxation induction, or you know, stare at the spot on the wall induction, or swinging watch induction, or whatever, when you get done, you don't know that your clients are hypnotized. So the Elman-Banyan induction takes care of all this. It's fast. It's reliable. It takes clients to a specific level of hypnosis, and that is stage 4, somnambulism or deeper. It has a built-in test for somnambulism. It's covert, so if the client is not yet there yet, they go into a self-deepening loop that will take them into that level until they pass the test. When you get done with the induction, you know your client has reached Harry Aaron stage 4 or deeper. All right. So, as we go into this new century that we're in, it's time for a new induction. By the way, if you guys are interested in learning more about the Dave Elman style induction, just Google him. There's tons of stuff on the internet. If you want to get connect with my Elman-Banyan induction, just Google it. It's on the internet. If you want to get the 8-word induction, there's a website for that, 8wordinduction.com. That's all explained right there. Let's see. I covered that. So here's the good news. I'm going to actually talk you through this induction here. But ultimately, you want to go to the website for this induction, 5pathinduction.com. 5pathinduction.com. And what's going to happen is on there, we've got 3 versions of the induction, the full version, a short version that you can use in subsequent sessions after you've used the full version. So we go from like a 1 typewritten page down to less than a typewritten page. And then there is a group induction version of it, which I used really successfully at this most recent National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold weekend with everybody in the audience. So this induction is being released in what they call Creative Commons, which means I'm releasing it to the world. The only requirement is, I mean, you can use it teaching classes, you can write about it in your books, your articles, you can use it with clients. It's free for all you guys to use. It's just when you do teach it, okay, or you do write about it, then you need to cite me as the author and put a link to 5pathinduction.com so that everybody that learns it can be able to learn it right. In addition to having those 3 versions of the induction there, what's happening is I also have audio recordings of me demonstrating what it sounds like to give the induction. All right. Now, one of the things, you know, people just naturally tend to resist change because change is more work, and there's no shortcuts. When you learn a new induction, it's kind of like when you learned your first induction. You need to really practice it before you use it on a client. Practice it by reading it out loud. Just reading it to yourself doesn't give you the same practice of articulation that you get as when you're reading it out loud. So make sure that you can read it out loud and not sound like you're reading it. You don't need to memorize this induction. Erica, anything you want to add to that so far?
Well, you know, I think it's really awesome that you're giving this away, and just, you know, the license that you're using allows anybody to use it. That just shows, you know, it's very generous and just really wanting to lift up the profession. So I'm really happy to hear that. And I'm also happy that there's multiple versions of it, right? So you really thought this out. It's not just, here, use this induction every once in a while. There's the full version, there's the short version. And I love the group version. I haven't tried it yet, but I was in the audience for the NGH Solid Gold. It was awesome. So I'm looking forward to you talking a little bit more about how it actually works.
Awesome. Okay. So, you know, before you use it with a client, make sure that you have rehearsed it so that you can do it expertly. By the way, I'm giving this to the world, but you should not use it unless, you know, you are really trained in hypnotism. This, you know, if you're, you know, a 13-year-old boy or girl and you're just goofing around, you know what? You shouldn't use this induction. You shouldn't really use any induction. And I have some information on 5pathinduction.com about who really this is for. So this is for people over the 18 years old. It's for people who, as are all of my inductions and techniques, and people who are trained and certified in hypnotism. All right. So here we go. This is about 380 words, which is really short for an induction. It'll fit on one sheet of paper. So let's go. Now, the first sentence would have to be memorized because your client's eyes are open. So you would perhaps hold your hand out in front of them. That's not required. And say, take in a deep breath, let it out, close your eyes, and begin to relax. Now that their eyes are closed, you need to be able to read it and not sound like you're reading it. And I'm going to both read it and teach you about it at the same time. So there's your client sitting in the recliner. Her hands are either on her lap or on the arms of the recliner. And you say, now push down with your hands, pressing, and you draw it out like that so that they will press for a while. Now press down with your hands, pressing, good. Stop pressing, release, and relax. And this what's so good about this induction when you're teaching is it enables you to really teach your students about proper tone. So, good. Stop pressing, release, and relax. One, two, three. Now that release and relax, that's the, as they very quickly stop pressing, it creates a relaxation response that you put together with that phrase, release and relax. And then you count from one to three. That does two things. One, it gives them time to actually respond to that suggestion before you move on to the next thing. And second, they are now being conditioned to relax when you count forward. Now send that feeling of relaxation through your entire body, from your hands and arms to your chest, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. One, two, three. Once again, the counting gives them time to respond to the suggestion and conditions them to relaxing when you count. Now I'm going to lift your right hand and drop it. Let it be heavy with relaxation. Drop it deeper. Go deeper, deeper relaxed. Then we're going to repeat that. Repetition is the king in hypnosis, right? They've done it right. We're going to do it again. The second time they do it, they're going to do it better. They're going to do it more confidently. And so we do an abbreviated version of it. Once again, press down, pressing. Good. Stop pressing, release, and relax. One, two, three. Send that feeling of relaxation through your entire body. One, two, three. Now I lift your hand and drop it deeper. Go much deeper. Now I'm going to gently rock your head. Rock her head from side to side, your client. Relax your neck, face, jaw. Relax and now send that feeling of relaxation all the way down to your feet. One, two, three. Stop rocking their head. Anything you want to say about that so far, Erica?
Well, it already sounds really awesome, Cal. I feel myself just as I'm listening to you kind of, it's already happening to me. I can tell you that I love when my clients press down and then release and relax. I can see them sinking deeper into the chair. So I think there's a quality of that releasing and relaxing, the pressing part that I really appreciate. I really enjoy that part of this. I think the clients do too.
So many of our clients don't really know how to relax, right? And so we tense them up, and then when they untense, they get that experience of relaxing, right?
Right, they do. And then, like you said, like the second time they do it, now they have this experience, so they're doing it even more. They do it better the next time.
Absolutely. All right, let's see, where was I left out at? In a moment, I'm going to have you repeat the words, deeper relaxed, out loud, saying them softly and slowly, putting about half the amount of effort into each repetition. Now, I could do a whole episode just on that sentence, because what's going on there is congruency. I say deeper relaxed, deeper relaxed. I say softer, softer, and I say slower, slower. If you rush through that, or you do it, you know, so it's all the same monotone, it doesn't say the same thing to the client as if you say it this way. I'm going to say it once again. In a moment, I'm going to have you repeat the words deeper relaxed out loud, saying them softly and slowly, putting about half the amount of effort into each repetition. After each repetition, I'll say the words, relaxing more and more, fading away to nothing, nothing, nothing. After a few repetitions, you can relax mentally and easily fade those words away and forget about them for now. When you've done that, raise your right index finger to let me know how well you're doing. Touch their finger. You do that because some people aren't sure about right and left, so you just touch their right finger. If you told them left finger, then they touch their left finger. Now begin repeating deeper relaxed out loud and easily relax those words away and forget about them for now. Begin. So we put them into the cycle of them saying deeper relaxed, and you go relaxing more and more, fading away to nothing, nothing, nothing. Deeper relaxed, fading away to nothing, nothing, nothing. So what will happen is if they're following your instructions, and of course everything in hypnosis requires your client to follow your instructions, they will eventually either go aphasic or amnesic. And aphasic is stage 3, almost stage 4, and then in that case, you just keep giving the suggestion, relaxing more and more, fading away to nothing, nothing, nothing. Aphasic, in case you didn't know, aphasia is the inability to speak. Okay, they haven't lost those words yet, they haven't forgot them yet, but they're so close that they can't even articulate them. Okay, so, and you just keep doing that until they raise the finger. When that happens, you say, good, now go deeper. And as I count from 1 down to 5, let it be as if you could double this mental and physical relaxation. Then you do a 1 down to 5 count. I have one here for you, but you could paraphrase it if you want. 1, relaxing much further. 2, relaxing more and more with each breath that you exhale. 3, feeling safe, secure, attending only to the sound of my voice. 4, deeper and deeper relaxed, as if all you care about right now is how much deeper you can go. 5, as your body relaxes, your mind relaxes, and your body relaxes much further. All right, that's it. Erica, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I wanted to ask you if I heard you correctly, because you talked about congruency when you're talking about softer and slower. Are you using that congruency when you say the words nothing, nothing, nothing? Because from my end, it sounded like the nothing was fading away as you said it.
Well, right. Everything I say, I try to be as congruent as possible. So relaxing more and more, fading away to nothing, nothing, nothing. See, because there's a thing called a meta message. When you speak to someone, there is the message in the words you're saying. But there is also a message in the way you say it. So you want it to be as congruent, the tone as congruent as possible. And then that makes your words more powerful. How's that sound, Erica?
I think that's great. And I think when we kind of model this for our clients and they don't have to think about it, right? So not only are you saying the words, but you're demonstrating it for them at the same time. It makes it so much easier for our clients just to do it and not think, not worry, not do anything, and just go along. It helps them go into hypnosis very quickly, efficiently, and every single time. So like I said before, when I switched to this induction, the first time you gave it to me, I used it that day, and I've been using it every single day since. So I find it very effective. I really like it. And I just, you know, I think I'm having great success with it.
There was a part of it that really surprised you and some of the testers, isn't that right?
Well, there's a lot, yeah. I mean, so there's a couple things that really surprised me. First, it really surprised me how effective this pressing and release was. I, you know, that just was really cool how I could see my clients just releasing and relaxing in that very first time. But the thing that really surprised me that I thought maybe I was doing something wrong or something was they would go into somnambulism very quickly. So they would say relaxed once or twice, and then they would raise their finger. And so I was really surprised that it was just happening a lot faster than what I was anticipating and what I had been accustomed to with the Elman Banyan induction.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate that. I appreciate the testing and then also the validation of it here. It's time to retire those old, outdated inductions. It's a new century. Let's lift the profession by giving this new induction a chance. I think you're really going to like it. It's fast. It's effective. It's reliable. It takes people to somnambulism as a built-in test for somnambulism. By the way, what is that? When the person forgets the numbers. Not numbers. When they forget the words deep or relaxed, okay, then what happens is that is amnesia by suggestion, and that is a test for somnambulism, in case you're wondering. If you want to get technical and geeky about it, right? All right, that's it. Wrap it up. Tell them what you got going on, if anything.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining Cal and I today for this introduction of the new five-path induction. And I highly recommend that you go check it out. I think it's fivepathinduction.com, all one word. All right. And I'm Erica Flint. Thanks for joining me today. Very happy to be here. You can find me online at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com, or you can find me on our Hypnospace as well, and online at Facebook.
All right. Beautiful. Hey, you guys, before I let you go, podcast, that's what this is technically, is a thing that you can subscribe to. I recommend that you become a VIP member somewhere on this page, probably down below. It says get all of these. Get notified every time a new video comes out. You can cancel any time at the end of every announcement. It says unsubscribe if you want to, but almost nobody does. Everybody wants to keep them coming. So subscribe. The next thing that I want to talk to you about is the Week of Power class that's coming up in May is full. So I'm sorry, we're absolutely max. We squeezed in the last couple of people. Please, please, please. And that was it. So please do not attempt to enroll in the May class or call us about it. The Week of Power is the advanced class, the same as our certification course, except it's given in 7 days instead of 10 days. Speaking of the 10-day course, this is the bread and butter course. This is the one, it's NGH certification, it's also 5-path certification and 7-path self-hypnosis certification and much, much more. You get the time tunneling technique, all the things we talk about on this podcast. And the classes are coming up July 11th to the 22nd, 2016, and the weekend off in the middle. Again, that's July 11th to the 22nd, weekend off in the middle. And then October, we're going to have a Hypno October Fest, and October 3rd through the 14th, and 2016, weekend off in the middle. And there's always early registration discounts. All right, that's it. Thank you guys all very much. This is Cal Banyan. Signing out.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.